T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not a Tom Brady hater. I think of him the exact same way the greatest coach of all time thinks of him. Once upon a time, you were awesome. Right now, though, I think I'll roll the dice with a something known as a sit-em.
Dale Arnold.
When you have been a coach's kid, you bring to the table a valuable skill set and experience.
Definitely.
You're not freaked out by it. You've been around it your whole life. There's nothing about it that's too big for you.
Rich Key.
1,000 an hour, so 12,000?
You think you could do 12,000 push-ups.
Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
Squirt some goo in your mouth.
Damn, it was my time.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. It has been Tom Brady week all week long, and we've had fun. We've had great guests. We've had fun content. We picked the best tight ends of the Tom Brady era early in the week. We ended the week on our program with our serpentine draft of the best skill position players of Tom Brady's career. Two wide receivers, a tight end, a running back, and a flex position. We've had our draft already. We've posted the results on Dale Keefe, WEEI. We give you the opportunity to vote on which of the teams that we drafted do you think scores the most points, and Rich is running away with it.
As expected.
Although it's funny because some people say, oh, what are you kidding? Rich's first three picks, it's already over. What are you?
That's right.
And other people are saying Hart, and it's not even close.
Well, no, those are the people that Andy is retweeting. So that's not everybody. It just happens to be the people that like Andy Hart because he retweets compliments. That's his thing.
I also retweet when people take big shots at me.
No,
yes,
don't.
I do.
All
the time. Retweets.
Like Voice Boy?
Yeah. I like the voiceover guy. We got to use him more. If he wants to join us anytime, that guy was good. He had some good stuff in there.
I'll let him know.
He had some good stats and facts. I like him.
So everybody's wondering about, and we were talking earlier about the draft, which is scheduled for April 24th and 25th. The NFL swears that they're gonna have it. It's a question of two different ways that they're going to do it, and they're going to make a decision. I've got a quote for you from the chief medical officer of the NFL. His name is Dr. Alan Sills, and he's the guy who's going to decide if they can do it in their respective facilities or if they have to do it all remote. But he's their chief medical officer. Here's what he says, and this is not going to make you feel very good about having sports back anytime soon. Quote, as long as we're still in a place where when a single individual tests positive for the virus, that you have to quarantine every single person who was in contact with them in any shape, form, or fashion, then I don't think you can begin to think about reopening a team sport because we're going to have positive cases for a very long time, unquote.
Yeah, that's ominous.
That's the chief medical officer for the NFL, by the way.
Did he add, enjoy WrestleMania tomorrow at 7? I mean, people are still doing stuff. I mean, people are on lockdown, right? For the most part, people are doing what they're supposed to be doing and things like that. But,
not Chris Sale, but most people.
No, Chris Sale's going to get his surgery, going to get that done.
Breaking a lot of rules, they ask you not
to. Now, the NBA is considering, you know, moving everybody to Vegas or maybe just the playoff teams to Vegas and doing that. WrestleMania is over two nights instead of one. They're like, forget the one night. Let's do two. Why not?
Now, did they tape it over multiple days or was it recorded all at once?
No, they recorded it over multiple days and several locations. Most were at the Performance Center in Orlando. Well,
there's that Boneyard match. I can only imagine where that is.
I have no idea. but some were in other places and we'll find out. But he's kind of ominous about the return, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because it almost sounds as though until there's a vaccination, He doesn't feel confident that they can come back at all. And, oh, by the way, vaccination, they're saying, is like next January.
Right. That's a long ways away. And I've also heard people say, like, any of these programs would also rely, I mean, these returns would also rely on the ability to test pretty much anybody you want at any time. The increase in the testing.
Yeah, you're going to need that.
For teams right. and officials and coaches and support staff or whatever. Anybody they come in contact with. And I'm not sure we've ramped up quite to that point yet mm-hmm. where you can test anybody at any time in any way you'd like to.
No.
So, but this also flies in the face with, you know, I was watching Dr. Fauci and he seems relatively confident that, quote, April, staying shut down through April, mm-hmm. I think he said might just do it was his phrasing.
Well, it might begin to flatten the curve, which is
so, yeah.
what they have to do.
So I mean, we're getting, I heard Rich say this yesterday, like statistics can be used to say almost anything. And we're learning that in real world, not just sports.
Right. Like, it's so tough when you hear like, oh, the death rate is this percent. Like, each country has a different percent. And you're like, well, what about all the people that haven't gotten tested and either
right.
don't know they have it or they, you know what I mean? Like, those numbers can't. That's only based on what they're able to get.
Right.
Like,
and then they're,
so I don't even know how, like, they're misleading.
They're extrapolating off of that. They're projecting off of that. Yeah. Then they come out and tell you, well, these are only models and you really shouldn't trust the models because the data changes.
Yeah.
Like, there was the night to night
chart.
Two right. nights ago or three nights ago where they gave the first sort of, if we can do, continue to do what we're doing, then sort of the best worst case scenario was 100,000 to 200,000 deaths. And then the next, very next day I saw that chart, it said 100,000 to 240,000. I was like, where the hell did the 40,000 deaths come
from? Then I heard right. Sanjay Gupta say, that's best case scenario.
Right.
That's so, if everybody does what they're supposed to.
And, no, and they're not.
Let's be honest, that's not going to happen.
They're definitely right. not. Yeah.
So you can't even really trust any of the projections and the numbers with any sort of validity.
Well, believe it or not, I guess some of these China numbers might be inaccurate.
I've heard that, which stunned me.
I was floored. I was like, wait a minute.
So on the other hand, you have a guy like Dabo Swinney, the Clemson coach. And this is what Dabo said, quote, my preference is let's get to work and go play. That's the best case scenario. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't have any doubt. I have zero doubt that we're going to be playing and the stands are going to be packed, unquote.
Well, you sound like a moron.
So I think... No,
that sounds like wishful thinking.
Yeah.
No, it does. But I honestly, I view Dabo Swinney and Kirk Herbstreit kind of the same way. Like, Kirk Herbstreit's like, oh, they're not going to have a whole season.
Shocked.
They're going to cancel the whole season now, Kirk? And then you have Dabo be like, no, we're going to play. Neither one of them can you feel good or really bad about. Like, I don't know. Like, in September, what are we going to be doing? We don't really know. It's changing day to day. So I think there's just as much stock in what Dabo's saying as like a guy like Kirk Herbstreit.
Right. And I keep saying that dramatic sort of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday where everything changed. Like if you had told me on that Wednesday the things that were coming, kids are going to be out of school for whatever it's
going to be
6 weeks and, you know, nobody's going to be on the roads and nobody's doing this and all sports are shut down. Right. I would have said, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, right.
So the way things changed so dramatically in those few days, couldn't we have positive changes somewhere along the way?
It is possible.
Where they just, the drop off. Okay, mm-hmm. we flattened the curve and the number of new cases, the number of deaths is just dropping off. Now, the question is, does it have to drop off to zero where you have no new cases, no deaths,
yeah, that
we've moved
seems...
forward? Because if that is the barometer,
if that's what you're waiting
well,
on,
then it's going to be a long time.
Right. And then also, don't you have to be prepared for like a second wave of
yes,
it?
Yes, we've heard that.
Or like a coronavirus 2.
I've even heard the theory that even the stay-at-home orders, they could come in waves. Like, we'll stay at home for a month. Everybody will sort of return. Oh, we got to go back to stay at home for another 3 weeks. And that could kind of come and go.
Yeah.
A lot of theories out there.
Tons. And that's why, like, I don't want to – you can't really dismiss any of them. Like, honestly, Kirk Herbstreit might end up being right. Dabo Swinney might end up being right.
Probably somewhere in the middle will be right.
Yeah. I'd feel safer about the middle. Like a delayed start type of thing.
To use Herbstreit's words, I would be shocked if there is no football. Absolutely zero. Not even an 8-game season that starts in late October or something.
Like at this point, how could you be shocked by anything at this point?
Because I just would be. I can't envision we're going to go that long without any professional sports. And this is going to, like, November. Think of Thanksgiving, how far away that is. And you're going to have gone that long with no groups getting together, no sports,
it is true.
So are they not going back to school? Because if there's no football, I think that would mean that college campuses are still shut down. Schools are still shut down.
I would imagine they're not going to school, yeah.
Can you, I still find that hard to envision.
Yeah, No, I understand what you're saying, but I also
feel
like...
And by the way, the economy will be... I don't even want to know where it'll be.
I also feel like what we've been doing on a day-to-day for the last 2 weeks, like you said, that in and of itself is kind of shocking. So I'm almost like desensitized to it. So if they were like, hey, everybody has to stay indoors for this number of time, I'd be like, yep, that's the next thing. Or if they were like, hey, everybody can go back to the world, I'd be like, okay, that's the next...
See, that will also be stunning to me. May 4th, everybody, it's like, go back to school, go back to work, nothing to see here, move along. I can't envision that either.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you just got to sort of go with the way things are, right? Like, you just sort of, like...
Good analysis. Get off the fence, Keith.
Wiggy and I had a disagreement about this. I can't remember if it was Monday or Wednesday. Because Wiggy basically said, until you can put fans in the stands, don't play. That, you know, there's no sense playing any games in empty stadiums, empty arenas. And I disagreed with him in that I think they're going to have to ease back into this thing.
Yes.
That I don't think they're going to say, okay, spigots open, everybody in. I think that, you know, in the same way restaurants in Boston prior to everything being shut down, they were telling restaurants, okay, get rid of half your seats.
Right.
You know, go down to 50% capacity and widen the distance between patrons. I think that's what's going to happen in sports when they do come back, whenever that is.
And don't
they're
going
to say, you know, we can do half capacity to start with.
Don't you think they need, at whatever point they can do something relatively safely, they've sort of gotten the okay from the local government, the national government, the CDC, whatever, in the amounts of dollars that are being lost. And
well, I mean, look at the unemployment. I mean, the unemployment is off the charts.
But even sports,
it's only
getting
worse.
Oh, what was the number the NCAA was cutting their distribution to all Division I conferences by? Hundreds of millions of dollars. Yeah. So if they can get back out there and have, you know, Georgia versus Alabama in a closed setting because they've all been tested, they've all been quarantined, they can put that on CBS, on, you know, prime time, whatever. If they can start that ball of financial recovery for the teams, the schools, the networks, the overall economy rolling, I think you have to. I think it would be sort of closed-minded to say, nope, if I can't have 80,000 people there, then damn it, I'm not doing it.
Right.
And I do think that unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, these leagues are so dependent on the TV money that even if they don't get the box office numbers or the concession numbers, if they can put games on and get TV revenues coming in, it makes all the difference.
It starts the process. It's
And then you're getting more people back to work.
It's like people that get laid off. Maybe you don't get to go back for 40 hours, but if they offer you 20, would you take it? So take it. Like, take the opportunity to start the process of recovery financially that we're all going to have to go through.
I'll be curious to see what's first. And most people now are of the opinion that what might well be first is Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning.
Seems like the safest, right? Four guys on a golf course. They can keep their distance. They don't need to touch each other's equipment or even, I'm not going to say it.
Go ahead.
Balls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like some of these things we're seeing where Dak Prescott's working out and all these guys are working out.
Golf, tennis. I mean, even to a certain degree, baseball.
You put a couple drones up there to record the action. Even if you have a few cameramen, they're in the trees. They're at a distance. I feel like that is the most feasible, and it would give, it's sort of like the draft argument. It would give some, release for fans. It would give them something. Mutt would be able to bet on it, who's going to win, give the gambler something.
And the only way they could do it, and we said this yesterday, was the charity component that's involved.
Yes.
You couldn't have, like Phil Mickelson, when he took Tiger on in that pay-per-view thing, won $9 million.
Right,
fans aren't interested in Phil Mickelson winning $9 million.
If he's doing cartwheels with a big check for $9 million, that's, as you would say, a bad look, Dale, bad optics. I don't think
that's bad optics.
There's boobs bouncing as he does.
Excuse me? He's not as large as he used to be, Andy, please. We don't need to judge.
He still has man boobs, moobs.
Moobs?
Moobs.
Yeah. He's also a degenerate gambler.
Okay.
I mean, he makes Shime look like.
Oh, don't you think there'll be a lot of side action going on when these guys all get out on the golf course together?
I bang it.
Can we theorize how we would pair them? Do we know that?
I feel like all four of them are friends, right? So it probably doesn't really matter.
And
Tiger and Tom and Phil and Peyton.
Yeah. I think you have Danielle pull names out of a hat.
I would have gone Phil and Brady. Because I think Brady's the better golfer between Manning and Brady, correct?
It is Phil and Brady, by the way. I'm being told
that's what it is?
Being told from the other room.
Right,
it's just into the news desk. Sounds like it will be
so
Phil
going
and Brady.
Back to your point, what they're trying to do is even up the teams here?
Yeah, I think that, and is
And by the way, I don't know that Tom's a better golfer than Peyton. I just kind of assume he is.
Me too.
But I don't know.
He's better at everything. That's
yeah,
it.
He's just better at life.
Well, Peyton's had more time to work on his game the last couple of years than
Yeah,
Tom
but
had.
He's got True. That stiff back. I don't think he has the flexibility. Yeah, Tom is hurt. Mr. Pliability. He can wrap that club around his neck four mm-hmm. times.
I feel like Tom can talk better trash, too, to Tiger, which would be hilarious.
See, they should do that, and they should bleep it or let them
Everybody
really go
should be mic'd up.
All in, yeah.
I like that.
Mic themselves up. Don't have somebody do it for them.
Yeah, of course.
No, God, touch them.
Not right now.
But I didn't watch a couple of years ago. Was that last year? When was that? The Tiger Phil. This one intrigues me to all in, and they're so smart because it's not just the golfers. Now you get all sports fans, all casual fans for Manning versus Brady. What is this going to be? Manning Brady 18 or something? What was the last
one?
Yeah,
they've had a lot of matchups. Manning started to win some of them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
When he went
I
to
feel
Denver.
Like he'll choke in this one. He'll yeah, he start could. Sweating, turn red.
That's true.
Blaming like his caddy.
His first big putt.
Yeah.
You know, it took him a while to break through in football.
Yeah, he so will choke. True. Remember those stories about him, you know, state high school baseball games, ground balls going through his legs to cost his team the game? He's a choker.
Mm-hmm. I think sneaky Peyton Manning's going to have the best trash talk game.
You think so, huh?
Oh, yeah. I don't think Tom's going to be good at it at all.
Oh, I bet you he is. He just has to be careful because when he talks on an NFL field, it is not safe for work at all.
Good point.
But I would actually like to hear that.
If I had to rank them in terms of trash-talking abilities, I'd pick Peyton 1, Phil 2, Tiger 3, Brady 4.
Really? I think you're underestimating Tom Brady's desire to get in the head of opponents and win. He is a trash talker. When he called his offensive lineman on the practice field, you fat cows, can't you do anything right? Now think about somebody he's competing against.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he'd be good. He would be, if he's going at Tiger, oh, it would be no holds barred. All the scandal, his wife, the golf club, the car.
There's a lot to talk
about.
The
whole thing. He would be all in.
It's all on the table.
And I would love him for it.
This is one of those events where if there was basketball, hockey, and even baseball on, I would have zero interest in it.
Even with Brady and Manning joining it?
Zero.
Oh, I would.
Zero.
See, that's the key for me.
So two guys who aren't pro, I mean, I have a hard enough time watching pro golfers golf. Now I need to watch non-pro golfers golf.
Yeah, that makes it better.
No, it doesn't.
Because either... You're kind of rooting for one guy to choke.
I can go out on the course. I have zero interest, but if there's nothing on, I guess you'll have to dip in.
Yeah, I would hope so.
So do you watch the Pro-Ams? You're a big Pro-Am fan?
I did when Brady
Pebble
played.
The Pebble Beach Pro-Am I do.
And yeah. Bill played. When I have somebody that I'm in.
That's the only one they show, by the way, is the Pebble Beach
right.
Pro-Am.
Yeah, yeah. If Gronk played, I'd watch it.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Really?
No.
Gronk you wouldn't golfing? Like to see him golf? I would. Oh, my God. Talk about Happy Gilmore-esque.
Charles Barkley, maybe. But even that, you can only stomach so much of that. And then you're like, all right, let's watch something else.
When they use the tracker, one of my great highlights of all time, and they track his balls and they go off the screen with the little digital thing.
Like, can't find it. Sorry.
Oh, that's not coming back.
Nope. New ball.
Well, I will say it may well be the first real sporting event you get to see. Sorry, WrestleMania fans, this weekend.
Oh.
But the first real sporting event, and it's not real either, but at least it's competition. It's not scripted
that we know of.
Not that we know of. No, that's a good point. Not that we know of.
And how is the charity angle going to work? Like, are they flashing, you know, text now to 2525712 if you want to donate, or how's that going to work?
My guess is they will have sponsors who will put up certain amounts of money on the different golfers, you know, like Phil is playing for so-and-so,
right.
And Tom is playing for so-and-so.
They'll be like NASCAR drivers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Things all over their chest.
I mean, that'd be my guess.
Under Armour, TB12 method. They'll be all over his chest.
By the way, as we pointed out yesterday, Tom apparently is in Tampa already. Andy.
Oh, yeah. He's got a massive house.
Well, he's got Derek's house.
30,000 square feet? Holy Moses.
7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms, because you need a spare. As I pointed out yesterday, at some point, you just know Giselle's going to go, I would not go in there.
That's disgusting.
Why would I go there?
Attractive women do not use the facilities.
They don't. That's what I tried telling them.
Jeez.
Can you believe me?
What is going on? He got cabin fever. He's lost it.
Doesn't make sense.
Woo! Lost it.
Just saying, you don't know.
Woo! What do you think he's paying for that? Is it free? Or?
Yeah, we were trying to figure that out.
Because I saw
no idea.
The realtors.
We had people on Twitter try to suggest what the rent is.
Well, I saw a local realtor in the Tampa area, the St. Pete area there, said the number would start around $75,000 a month, which is...
$75,000 a month.
And I had read as high as $120,000 a month.
But it's also his boy. Like we joked earlier, it's a Michigan party. So it could be free.
Got to be a friends and family.
He's not using it.
Got to be a
friend. Would you charge your buddy if you weren't using a home at all? Would you charge them? Your buddy?
Like a good friend?
How many people in Tampa could rent that for that kind of price?
Probably not a lot.
I don't think many.
Yeah, that's probably why it's been empty.
Yeah.
But I do. It is like the whole thing. Like Tom Brady is now living in Derek Jeter's house playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, what are we? Is this real world? Are we really doing this?
It's crazy.
And are they actually moving in? If we had that finalized, that Giselle, as you just referenced Dale, and the kids, are they actually moving in? They'll be living there and going to school there.
I mean, that's what Bruce Arians said, yes.
Yeah, but I find that weird, too.
I don't think you get a 30,000-foot house if it's just you.
Why?
Seems a bit much.
You run around naked.
You could do that anywhere.
Plus, if it's my boys, I didn't say, do you have a 30,000-square-foot house? I said, can I use your house on the water?
True. Maybe that's the only
one
you got.
It just happens to be 30,000 square feet.
Yeah.
And it's a little misleading because I saw only 22,000 is actually heated.
Hmm.
It's like 10,000 that's not heated. Like a three.
You mean outside?
Three season. I think it's more of a three-season type setup for some of it.
How
Tampa,
cold does it get in Tampa?
Not that.
January.
Now, will he have a boat? I saw it has two boatless.
They won't be there anyway.
Will he get a boat? Will he be out there like jet skiing and gets back from practice early and has a little fun? Because, you know, Bruce Arians leads a whole different regime. It's much more laissez-faire, so cocktail hour and a cruise at sunset might
That's
be the
true.
Brady way.
Just having beers with Bruce Arians in the
great.
Boat.
Great. Have the team over.
He can dock a couple of them.
Mike, you want to come over?
Yeah,
hey, B, you didn't sign anywhere. You're not playing. You want to come hang out?
Yeah.
Can throw passes in the house here. 30,000 square feet.
Good point.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. We will, at some point, before we get out of here today, give you what else you got. That's around 145 or thereabouts. OMF is coming in at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock. Do we know what their Brady Week conclusion is this week? Because
Adam Schefter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Adam Schefter at 4:30.
Now, is he going to get a little cranky about the topic of the draft?
Most likely.
Meow.
617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keith with Hart, and it's time to trend.
Now back to Dale and Keith.
I'll let this cat out of the bag
on WEEI.
We're only delayed, by a couple of minutes, but in just a few minutes, and I don't know how he's going to do it, because quite frankly, I don't think there's anything left, but Shime's going to give away free money in a few minutes.
Yeah, he's been hitting winners in sports that sound made up.
Which actually is not a good thing when you consider he's supposed to be our gambling expert.
What do you mean?
He's picking winners. He's throwing darts at a board now.
I don't know about that. He is
He didn't know how they scored in rugby.
Well, that's true. He didn't know about that one. But he's got some soccer knowledge that he outsourced, and he was able to hit on some Belarus soccer. And the table tennis... I believe he reached out to some table tennis experts. So
he did not. He totally made stuff up.
He's getting winners.
One of them, he didn't know whether it was men or women.
That's true. But people don't
care
about
volleyball.
That. People don't care about all of that. They
That's
just
true.
Want winners. And Shime's just been handing out winners left and right and doing that for free.
Completely free.
All for free.
In this day and age, I mean, it's perfect.
It's the best value going right now is Shime winners. And by the way, these are, in fact, things that you can bet on because I think a lot of people probably assumed, all right, there are no sports being played in the United States. So he's probably just making up odds or making up stuff. Nope.
He's pretty much real things. I think he is.
I am absolutely not, Dale.
You can go to websites and you can bet on this.
We'll find out because it's time right now for Shime to give away money.
I am picking FC Slutsk again.
Again?
So I'm taking Oleg Ponomarenko. He is even money. And he's taking on Yurok Gusak. And so I am taking, in tonight's simulated Red Sox game...
Yes,
come on, you can't play simulated games.
Why not? No, it's Davey's playing it out.
They're underdogs with Evaldi on the mound. I love Evaldi going tonight.
Shime, that's not bad. Where'd you go this week?
2-1 because unfortunately the volleyball match got postponed.
Oh, it did?
No.
Oh, so that was in Ukraine, I believe?
No, that was the one in Russia.
Sorry, that was in Russia. And so they said,
listen. St. Petersburg Championship.
All right, so 2-1 on the week. What are you for the year 2020?
On the year 2020, I am 31-19.
Yeah, you got to listen up right now.
Just giving away money.
Handing out winners. And I believe you have four more for us today. Is that true?
Yeah, I actually have. So it might be a little bit more than four because couple of them are sprinkles. Because
sprinkles.
Every time he talks about sprinkles, I get a little peeved out.
How many times have you hit on the sprinkles?
A lot, actually.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I had 31 and 19 this year, guys.
That's a good point. Do you count the sprinkles in the overall
record? Well, yeah, so like last week, Sluts was plus 420.
Yeah.
Give a little sprinkle instead of a full unit.
Yeah.
And then you're not losing as much, but you could still have the opportunity to win a lot.
You hear that? Full unit.
Full unit.
I gotcha.
What is a unit, Sean?
A unit is the measure of however much you want to bet. So it,
how many raffles?
Can, yeah, exactly.
Know,
so if you want to, if your normal bet is 20 raffles,
yeah,
then that's a unit for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was 10% of your total bank. I've also
who's
heard that
who's
theory.
The, who's the bet guy? You or
hey,
is it Sean?
Hey, hey.
What are we doing here?
And listening to Mark
his side of the street
no,
here,
wasn't
Andy.
Him that told
Why
me
don't
that?
You go back to retweeting compliments and we can continue with Sean?
They kind of dried up.
So to start this week, I'm going back to Belarus soccer.
Of course you are.
Oh, of
course.
This, I mean, I've been able to
play. By the way, everybody pretty much has decided that the president of Belarus is just killing people by playing this.
Yeah, head in the sand on this one. He's like the governor of Georgia. He has,
yeah.
He does not have all the up-to-date information out in Belarus.
But this Belarus soccer I've been able to lean on because they
sure.
just continue to play games. And that's why this week I'm going to be taking Rue Brest.
Brest?
Plus
Rue Brest.
750 versus Bait Borisov.
Wait, this
plus,
is a game changer.
Plus 750?
Plus 750.
These guys, this is a big
but
dog
there's
here.
Something...
Are you taking the breasts?
Yes,
Andy,
because...
Let's try to not focus
Andy,
on that part.
For some, Bait on. Borisov
John
doesn't
sure
have a win
that, okay.
yet. They're 0-2.
This was your strategy with Sluts and last week, and you were wrong.
Yeah, it's okay. They lost 1-0. They barely lost last week.
Yeah, they practically won. Yeah. That's like the callers yesterday on the Patriots. Well, they should have beaten the Chiefs and the Dolphins and the Ravens
right.
and they would have the Titans. All right, so you like
I'm confident Rue in Rue Brest here yeah. at plus
750.
Clear out the
is this right. the men's soccer?
He doesn't
yes.
He doesn't know.
No, it doesn't
yes, I do.
No, you don't.
It could be
I do know.
Boobery.
I've actually done research into this.
Yeah. And we had a caller last week.
By the way, we're playing Bill
soccer.
Withers in the background because unfortunately right. Bill passed away yep. today at the age of 81.
I got to show these guys these breasts.
So we had a guy actually tweeted into the show that the Belarus Premier League is not in the top 10 in leagues across the
not
world.
Not even close.
Not
so?
Even close.
But it's the only one left where they're actually
yeah.
allowed or maybe making them play.
Yeah, what does that matter?
I'm just.
I mean, if
I'm
you
just
can't
giving
bet
you all
SEC,
the information.
Just, you don't bet college football.
I'm
you
just,
bet all the leagues.
Action, baby.
I'm just telling you the information.
Careful.
All right, so that's pick number one, Sean.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
On to the second pick. I actually have two picks here in
oh
this
my
category.
God.
This is.
The second pick is two
this
picks.
This weekend, oh we have the Post Malone Celebrity Beer Pong Tournament.
This is
called the Bellina Cup.
This is real. This
you
is
can
real.
Actually
Except
bet on
it's
this.
Virtual.
But you can bet on it.
You can still bet
you
on it.
You can bet on it, Dale.
How do you play virtual beer pong?
It's a good question.
Two shots of vodka.
For some reason, Danny Amendola is the odds-on favorite. I hate that. Absolutely.
You don't
hate
like
it.
That. Don't bet the favorite.
I like him. He's on the heart squad,
he
baby.
He's on our playoff duty. Wow.
But the people I do Ooh. Like here, at 12-1 odds, we have Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce.
Oh, this guy plays beer pong every night.
This I guy parties like an animal.
He definitely plays and practices this all
so
the time.
He's probably still drunk from yes. winning the Super Bowl.
That's a good bet there, Sean. So
but
now
is it?
Because
he doesn't know how the sport is being played.
Kelce?
It's beer pong. I don't
Travis
know how beer
Kelce,
pong
but
played.
Travis
virtual.
So what do you do?
My guess
is this. Sean, you and I could play tonight. You would
yep.
set up
FaceTime. So I would set up cups on the opposite side of my table with an iPad behind it so that you can see me shooting at the cups.
So
and Keith would do the same thing on his end.
You can't do bounce, right? Because
nope.
normally you can block
yeah,
with the bounce.
Exactly.
You
so
can't
no
do
bounce.
Some of that stuff. But you could do the same old, like, all right, I got that one. So now you peel it away, drink.
Island, two
I feel
cups.
Like there could be cheating here with editing.
Vodka, gin, a little rum, tequila, yeah. triple sec.
I might play tonight
the
by
other,
myself.
The other real, like, low person here, I don't know why. This guy just oozes swag.
Oh, God.
Marcus
oozes,
Stroman at 14
swag.
To 1 odds sounds awesome to me.
One of Dennis Eckersley's favorite players.
Yes.
Marcus
he
Stroman.
He is confident.
Yeah.
And in beer pong, you have to be confident.
Confidence.
You have
is
to be cocky.
Key. Yes.
You just got to be like, I'm going to hit this shot
yep.
and then do it.
Bury it. Like Babe Ruth, you got to call your shot out there.
And if there's a guy on this list who's going to be like that, it's going to be Marcus Stroman.
Wait, so who are you betting on?
a little know. Sprinkle on Kelce, a little sprinkle on Stroman.
So this is either the sprinkle pick.
I mean, it's 12-1 odds and 14-1 odds.
I have a
easy
feeling,
sprinkles.
And I like to. I am a fan of Scheim in the segment. I have a feeling though, if he hits on the sprinkles, it counts as a win.
Yes.
And if he misses the sprinkles, those were just sprinkles.
No, it'll count as a loss.
It's
next
a
week.
Loss.
My time.
Yeah, but you're screwing yourself. If you're betting on both
guaranteed
guys,
a loss. No, if I'm hitting on one of them.
Okay, it's a win.
It's a win.
And if you lose on both, it's just one loss?
Yeah.
All right.
Because, like, so I'm betting. So if I split up my full unit that I would bet on one person.
Don't ever split up your full unit.
No.
Promise me you don't do that, Sean.
Don't split up your full unit.
But if I did,
you wouldn't have much left.
I'd put a half unit on one guy, half unit on another guy. If I hit, I'm still winning.
Okay. I'm going to leave that there.
Yeah, we'll just move on.
Yeah, half a unit.
And now
on
we
guy.
Have.
Right. You got horse balls.
Wait, what?
To end, wait we have picks on WrestleMania.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. You can bet WrestleMania.
Finally,
it's a two-night affair.
We can actually check on.
And you claim you don't have an inside source, so you don't know what happened.
Yeah, you don't know. You're not close
That's
to
correct.
The writer
I do not
or
have an inside
like
source. No. The closest thing I have to an inside source is an avid fan and my brother.
Okay.
But that's about it.
That's good.
We didn't know that until the last 24 hours.
So
new information.
One of my favorite matches here is Randy Orton versus Edge. These are guys in my childhood when I was really a huge fan of wrestling.
Edge is older than me.
Yeah.
I love
both
really? Of
these
guys.
Are a couple of veteran guys.
And they both have two of the best entrance songs in the business.
Yes.
So that makes it more exciting for me as well.
Okay.
So I'm actually going to go with the underdog here. Randy Orton, currently the underdog at plus 300. Give me the man with voices in his head. Give me the Viper.
Wow. And Sean, did you already say this is a last man standing match?
This is a last man standing match.
Did you know that?
I did.
Okay.
I was aware.
You didn't
I was,
like
in fact, aware of that.
Now, any idea if this is a night one or a night two match?
That I don't know.
They might not have disclosed that. So you're going Randy Orton. What are the odds?
Plus 300 for Orton.
Oh, so Edge is definitely going to win.
I don't know. I have a feel.
That's
gut
true.
Feeling
you
here.
You can't have all the...
RKO out of nowhere, baby.
All the good guys can't win. Although Edge coming back... The little build up to it isn't the payoff of WrestleMania win for the guy that just came back at the Rumble?
Is it? I mean,
yeah, it
I
is.
Don't know. You want to make things kind of not just be predictable, Keith.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Gronk my next pick.
Spears one. Yeah.
Sure.
Fine.
My next pick, I'm going to go to the 5-way SmackDown Women's Championship match.
Yes.
I'm really
fairly certain it violates all the rules.
Yeah, probably it's too many
because
people in the
camera
ring.
People and sound and people.
It's way too many people close to
a lot of people.
But nonetheless, I'll bet on it. So give me Lacey Evans is plus 400 right now. I'm in on that.
I would be concerned about a 5-way bet because at least with Orton or Edge, one of those guys is going to win. So there you basically have a 1-in-5 chance in this one.
Yeah,
but you're confident.
It's
though.
A tough
I can
one,
tell,
but
Sean,
I really like Lacey Evans here. I think she's gonna kind of sneak her way to a win.
Sneak her way to a win.
Sneak her way to a win.
She's gonna feed off the crowd energy, and she's gonna find a way to win.
I'm with Keith. You could pick any match on, and you took the five. You have four losses just waiting to happen there.
It's only somewhat one 50-50. I know it's not because of the storytelling and the favorites and everything, but at least it's one guy or the other.
It's not a smart bet.
No,
bet
not. It's not great.
Tough crowd here.
All right, last one I got. This is the last one I got.
All right.
This Thank one, God. Andy will appreciate this one.
Goldberg.
He won't.
We are picking Goldberg versus Braun Strowman.
You better say Goldberg.
And
I'm going to spear
you. And I am taking Goldberg. At plus 155. There's a specific reason for
Wait
this
Wait a minute.
One.
Why is he plus 155?
That's what I said.
Okay.
And the reason... And I think that's great value here because...
That's what I said.
Originally, it was supposed to be Roman Reigns anyways.
Right.
They're going to wait... To give the title to Reigns. They're going to let Goldberg win against Strowman here. Strowman has a history of doing terribly in big-time performances.
Yeah, choker.
A big choker. He's like Peyton Manning.
What about this? What if they decide that he could be a, this is a little wrestling term for you, a transitional champion where they kind of give the belt to Strowman.
I think they really want that Goldberg-Reigns matchup.
But so they may never get it. You keep waiting.
You're right.
It's like us to get sports again. You just may never get it.
Or they get it at SummerSlam. Who knows?
Ooh, here in Boston. Is that
here
still
in Boston.
On? Have they canceled that yet?
They haven't. Not until August.
All right. All right.
So I'm going to take Goldberg plus 155 to beat Braun Strowman. Retain the belt, I should
say. The Universal champion?
Yeah.
All right, Sean.
I'm wearing my cutoff Goldberg t-shirt.
Oh, you would. Now, to sum up your picks, or to recap your picks, I mean,
quick
for
sum up,
the first
we have
weekend in April.
Rue Brest plus 750 in Belarus soccer. We have a little sprinkle on Travis Kelce and Marcus Stroman in the Post Malone Celebrity Beer Pong Tournament, the Bellina Cup.
Yep.
And then at WrestleMania, we have Lacey Evans plus 400 in the five-way women's match. Randy Orton plus 300. And then Goldberg plus 155.
So you're going all dogs, basically.
All dogs.
It's a big weekend for dogs.
They're barking.
He just wanted to say Lacey Evans.
It just hit me. The Bellina Cup is ball in a cup, huh?
Nailed it.
Thank you. Thanks for catching up with us.
I didn't get that the first time. Wow. It's like when I didn't know Flo Rida was Florida.
You're such a dad.
First name's Flo.
And relatively recent, I saw multiple Patriots Super Bowl post-game parties with Flo Rida performing before I knew it said Florida.
Florida.
Yep.
Sure does. I wonder where he's from. All right, Sean, thank you very much.
Florida.
Andy Hart, dad jokes for days. Well done, Andy.
Hey, thanks, Dale.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, what else you got? And then OMF at the top of the hour. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
You know, before we get to what else you got here in just a couple of minutes, there's a guy by the name of Peter Bach. He will be on OMF this afternoon at 3:30. Peter Bach wrote an editorial in today's Boston Globe, an opinion piece. The headline is Ban Alcohol Sales During the Pandemic. Now, before you just immediately dismiss it out of hand, which I sort of did.
Yeah, when I saw the headline, I did as well.
Yeah, and the subheadline is Domestic Violence Appears to Be Rising and States Need to Shut Down Liquor Stores Until Home Isolation is No Longer Needed. Now, when you read the whole piece, you say, you know what? Maybe this is an issue, but I'm not sure if folks are ready to have their alcohol sales
I still wildly disagree with the premise, and I understand that it's not just, oh, stop alcohol because is alcohol really essential and blah, blah,
right,
blah. Like, it's
right,
not as simple as that. And I like domestic abuse is a very, very serious, serious issue, but removing alcohol from it does not necessarily mean that that number is going to come way down and there's going to be less instance of domestic abuse. You could maybe even make a case there'd be more,
right?
Because some of the people who are the abusers might be heavily reliant on alcohol, and yes, there are those times where they drink and then bad things happen, but what if they're going through withdrawals, or what if they, you know, are they that part, that sort of vice that they have is now gone? Again, it's almost like another bigger issue, but is that something as a country we want to be dealing with as well?
No.
And
now Dr. Bach, who's a physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering in New York, also points out, correctly so, that with liquor stores closed, many people addicted to alcohol will have to endure the physical effects of withdrawal. For most, it lasts days and is deeply unpleasant. I mean, there is the notion that one of the reasons liquor stores are considered essential is that they're afraid of what's going to happen if all of a sudden all these people start going through withdrawal symptoms all at the same time.
Right. And if it was as simple but if you could guarantee me that the domestic assaults would go down with the end of liquor
sales,
I'd say
do it.
I would be like, okay, you absolutely can.
The reason
they might stay the same, they might go up. Like, you don't know.
The reason domestic violence has gone up is because you're forcing people who have a questionable relationship to spend more and more time in a enclosed environment together.
Is it because you had four beers that night, or is it because you just lost your job? Is it because you are now under way more stress? Is it just like, I'm not making excuses for these people. I'm just saying, is it with just maybe depression is kicking in, or you're
an abuser and you're home more.
Or you're a horrible guy. Yeah. But
you're home more to abuse the person instead of, you know what, you stopped at the bar on the way home from work and just got drunk there. Like,
they're forcing these
two people to be together that probably shouldn't be together.
But in times like this, and if the article is sort of pointing out that maybe the alcohol is sort of like a trigger, I would just suggest that there are so many other triggers going on
right
now, and people are dealing with a lot, so it's not just, hey, we take out the booze and, you know, things are going to look up.
Well, Dr. Bach will join OMF this afternoon. And as I said, if you read the headline and went no further than that, you'd go, what are you kidding? Of course not. There's more to it. The opinion piece in the Globe, there's a little more to it. I'm sure the guys will get into it this afternoon. But I do think that it might be a little harsh for some people if you had to close all the liquor stores.
I think it really would be. And then now you have another issue nationwide.
Although the World Health Organization said it's not a appropriate coping mechanism.
Yeah, all right. I disagree with that as well.
Who the bleep are they?
I disagree with that as well.
Mind your own
business.
That's right.
What else you got?
Time to get to a couple of things that we didn't get to earlier in the program. Andy, we'll start with you.
So for years, Dale, most people have assumed that since he turned down the Colts, that maybe Josh McDaniels is the coach in waiting, didn't get a lot of opportunities this offseason, and, you know, is still here in New England. But Mike Florio is posing another possibility. I don't know if he believes this or if he's just kind of drumming up content, but it's an interesting idea.
This was the first year I started to get a sense that maybe Steve's the one who takes over for Bill, not Josh McDaniels. Did you get that sense this year?
I feel like that's why Josh McDaniels got into the head coach coaching conversation, that maybe he saw a little bit of the writing on the wall there that, ooh, Steve Belichick is rising up the ranks and I might, you know, be the one left without a seat here.
Is not going to win you any games, but he's not going to lose you any games either.
So I have a couple things about this.
We talked about this yesterday, by the way. If you read the Henry McKenna piece in USA Today, your initial thought that, what are you kidding? Of course you're not going to have Steve Belichick. You read the piece and you go, you know what? I don't know. Right.
I didn't read it, but I don't think I'd have that reaction. First of all, this was first posed by Seth Wickersham in his...
Yeah, the dynastic thing.
Dynastic succession. Which everybody mocked me at the time when I said, he's saying that Bill wants his son to take over. And the issue there is simple.
Could be right.
It's not Bill's decision. It's the decision of the Kraft family. And do you really think the Kraft family is going to go all in on the next Belichick taking over the Patriots?
I think they might.
Why?
I think they might because...
Because you're the son of a coach means you're a good coach?
It
I think that's been proven incorrect many times.
No, but there's also... suggesting that's why he's a good coach either.
No, but I mean, Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan. So there are examples of both being good coaches. But also, if Bill sticks around for another 3 years and all the other coaches keep going, you know, to other jobs.
So I can hire an outsider. I don't have to just take his son because he's there.
Or what if Steve Belichick...
Is this Tommy Boy?
What if he's a defensive coordinator named in this year and then is good for 3 years? Wouldn't he all of a sudden be the best candidate? Or one of the best candidates?
Oh, I don't know that. Wouldn't it at least hinge on their internal relationships with Steve Belichick?
I mean, that would be a part of it. Probably
maybe Brian's better.
Maybe
Brian's
so
coming up the ranks fast on the outside.
How Jonathan views them.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's a slam dunk, but I would say
massive long shot. Massive.
What else you got?
Rich?
So Jimmy Fallon's still doing his show, even though it, again, is very different. He's at home. It's through Zoom or Skype or whatever else. And his guest last night was none other than Adam Sandler, who unveiled a new quarantine song.
If you're a nerd, a doctor can give you a note. So during gym class, you don't have to run the mile. School nurses give deodorant to stinky kids, so they're a little less stinky for a while. God bless Italian doctors in Italy and all the Spanish doctors in Spain. And God bless Chinese doctors in China and also Chinese doctors in America.
So it goes on from there. I mean,
we might need to work on his internet connection a little, do you think?
Well, that's the tricky part of all this stuff is nobody's looks great.
No.
Like the technology's there, but it is a little rough.
Even Mr. Kraft on, you know, the clip we played earlier from whatever that was, CNN or MSNBC.
It kind of goes
in and out. Little bit like the off-day podcast with Ryan Hannibal and Andy Hart.
Ow.
What else you got?
We mentioned earlier today that the incomparable Bill Withers passed away today at the age of 81. What you might not have known is that there was a relationship between Bill Withers and Bill Russell. When they announced that there was going to be a Bill Russell statue, Bill Withers was at the press conference announcing it. A couple of years ago, when President Barack Obama presented Bill Russell with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, Bill Withers wrote a song for Bill Russell called I Am My Father's Son, which he performed that night.
By simply being one, born with my hero, I am my father's son. He let me know in his opinion I would be second to none. Born with my hero, I am my father's son.
Can you imagine having Bill Withers write a song for you and perform it in front of the President of the United States? I didn't know until Bill Withers passed away today that there was a relationship between Bill Russell and Bill Withers. Bill Russell tweeted out today, "Our prayers to Bill Withers' family. He was a great friend. I will miss his quick wit and amazing sense of humor. A soul music legend. Check out his music." I didn't realize there was that relationship until today, but it was interesting to follow. Fellas, we got another week in the books.
Sure did.
And it was fun. Tom Brady week was a blast all week long. God knows what we'll figure out to do next week, but we will, because that's what we do.
Kyrie sure, week.
I was going to say, Kyrie Irving week. Get excited.
Maybe we'll
best
do
moments
that
of Kyrie.
I'll say this, since all of this has come about, I like weekends less than weekdays now, because I don't have the 4 hours to spend with Rich or the 4 hours to spend
kind,
with you guys.
That's so sweet.
It's yeah, everything's so
sit
weird.
Here and figure out what I'm going to do all day tomorrow and the next day.
You can eat all that fresh bread, Dale. What are you talking about? You got plenty
of
stuff.
No, no, no. My wife made it. I don't get to eat it. All right. I did have one piece, and that was about it.
Okay.
OMF is coming up next. We'll see you guys next week. Yep. Bye.
We all need somebody to lean on. I just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
And it's been a blast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.